94 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A developing story this morning. A military helicopter with five people on board has gone missing in Southern California. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It is a military heavy lift helicopter, a Sikorsky CH-53E Super Stallion that was traveling from Creech Air Force Base in Nevada to Miramar in San Diego. It refueled in Eastern California overnight and then disappeared in bad weather. Search and rescue teams are being sent to its last known area in rural San Diego County and the Cleveland National Forest. Firefighters did not find it there when they got on scene. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A move to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary failed last night in the House of Representatives after a handful of Republicans, including Colorado's Ken Buck, voted no.
Impeachment is supposed to be a very, very last resort type of remedy, not something that is used every Congress.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Israel briefing leaders there about the latest ceasefire proposal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will keep his job thanks in part to Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher joined three other Republicans and all Democrats in voting against impeachment yesterday. Gallagher calls Mayorkas incompetent for his handling of the southern border, but he says it doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. A Republican bill aims to ban so-called loyalty oaths from Wisconsin state universities and technical colleges. The target is diversity, equity, and inclusion, but Democratic Representative Jody Emerson worries about unintended consequences.
Would this mean that we wouldn't be able to have any college Democrats, college Republican clubs, any sort of religious organization clubs?
The bill got a hearing yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Fort Atkinson is one of at least eight area school districts going to referendum this April to raise their operational funds. Nathan Nitt is their director of business services. He says the money is needed for the day-to-day operations of running a school.
Salaries, it would be transportation costs, so our busing kids to and from school, technology, insurance costs, everything that goes into running a school district.
Fort Atkinson schools are asking for $6.5 million a year for the next 3 years. Officials at the University of Wisconsin in Madison are investigating a case of tuberculosis on campus. A student who had active tuberculosis was on campus in December, and officials are notifying everyone who had close contact with the student. Campus officials have released few other details of the incident. There were 10 reported cases of the disease in Dane County last year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
True, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
More changes in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers have hired a new linebackers coach. Anthony Campanile spent the last four seasons with the Dolphins. Meanwhile, the Dolphins have named Joe Barry their new linebackers coach. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers in Ann Arbor to face the Michigan Wolverines. Then on Saturday, they're on the road against Rutgers. NBA, the Bucks losing in Phoenix 114-106. Giannis led the game with 34 points, but the Bucks were shorthanded due to injuries. Strange situation. The NBA named Doc Rivers the head coach of the Eastern Conference team with the upcoming All-Star game, even though Adrian Griffin was the head coach when the team had the second best record in the conference. Doc Rivers suggesting he give the check and ring to Griffin.
Well, Adrian's going to get some money, that's for sure, and a ring. Other than me, maybe I'll send my staff.
Shaq had this to say on TNT.
Like he said, it's one of those quirky things. Accidental. I like his response.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more of that fog and freezing drizzle out there this morning, and then it's going to stay mostly cloudy here throughout the day. But it is going to be mild, up to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, light rain, but once again, mild with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Look, I understand the former president is desperately trying to stop this bill. Because it's not, he's not interested in solving the border problem. He wants a political issue to run against me. I've all but said that across the board. No one really denies that, that I'm aware of. The American people want a solution that puts an end to the empty political rhetoric, which has failed to do anything for so long. We have to get the resources to the border to get the job done. So Republicans have to decide, who do they serve? Donald Trump or the American people?
Donald Trump. I'm sorry. Oh, that was an easy pop quiz.
That was.
Okay. The president went on to say, good for him for seizing this issue and putting it
absolutely. Just months ago, that Republicans were asking for this exact bill to deal with the border.
Thank you.
To provide support for Ukraine and Israel. And now it's here. And they're saying, never mind. Never mind. Folks, we've got to move past this toxic politics. It's time to stop playing games with the world waiting and watching. And by the way, the world is waiting. The world is watching. They are waiting and watching what we're going to do.
Yeah, I'm sure Malcolm Nance will have no thoughts on this.
No.
Russian missiles attack.
A little shouty. You want to tune in for that.
Russian missiles attack Kyiv this morning. Again, another residential building is hit. This is what they spend their budget on, striking civilians. Ukraine needs help. Joining efforts of Democrats is the only way to stop the criminals. And Philip Itner is going to be on with us again.
On Friday
from Ukraine, because it just... It literally is so on brand now for Tucker Carlson to be over in Moscow doing Putin's talking points on Ukraine while this traitorous pack of, treason weasels is voting against aid for Ukraine. Okay, one more, the president.
We can't continue to let petty partisan politics get in the way of our responsibility. We're a great nation. It's not acting like a great nation. So I'm calling on Congress to pass this bill. Get it to my desk immediately. But if the bill fails, I want to be absolutely clear about something. The American people are going to know why it failed. Mm-hmm. I'll be taking this issue to the country. And the voters are going to know that it's not just a moment. Just at the moment, we're going to secure the border and fund these other programs. Trump and the MAGA Republicans said no. Mm-hmm. Because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Afraid of Donald Trump. Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Dark Brandon. This is actually, Jody, a pack of pickled peppers of petty partisan politics.
It's very good alliteration.
If you want personal, if you want my personal particular opinion. Okay. This is the president of the Border Patrol, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go. Brandon
Judd. We're not going to get much better immediately, so I'm going to take those incremental steps.
Yep.
If this were going to tie Donald Trump's hands, I would be opposed to it immediately. It doesn't. It doesn't tie any good administration's hands.
So why do you think he's against it?
I have no idea. I haven't spoken with him about it. If he has specific issues, let him air those issues. I will give the positive points in this bill. There are negative points. But if we don't even let this bill come to light, if this bill doesn't even go to the floor, we don't even get amendments. And that's what everybody's talking about. Everybody's talking about killing it before you're able to even offer amendments. That's wrong.
I love that when they're not on their side, like Tom Emmer, the Republican from Minnesota, mm-hmm. it's just like, oh, well, he's entitled to his opinion. Really? It's his job.
Right. Yeah.
The border. It's not. Now that's just some crazy opinion. Whatever, the head of the Border Patrol Union.
Guy.
Right.
Whatever.
Right. Was that? Yeah, 12. Here we go.
This so-called Senate deal.
12. Oh, okay. Yes. Tom Emmer, Republican in Minnesota on Fox.
Again, I respect the Border Patrol. Our job is to support them. They can have their opinion. Mm. But this is what we got elected for, and we need to hold the administration accountable. It's time to end this invasion at the southern border, Steve.
It's not an invasion.
And the Border Patrol is telling you how. Pass this bill.
Right.
I mean, it's so insane, right, that they're just, you know, oh, we're going to give them what they need for their job. They need this. They just told you he needs this. They're like, oh, well, that's just another opinion. Oh, well.
And I think Mike Johnson accused him because there's a pay increase.
Yeah.
That's the only reason he wanted it was because it would be a pay increase for Border Patrol agents.
How crazy did Mike Johnson go with his porn? His son had to be busy last night, totally
checking
his porn consumption.
Yeah.
Someone tweeted.
He had a tough day.
Someone tweeted, Mike Johnson got railroaded so hard that his son got a notification on his phone.
Hi, Marie in Atlanta.
Hello.
I snorted. Hello, Marie. Uh-huh. I didn't mean to snort on you. Hello.
That's okay.
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call. Regarding yesterday's wonderfully written decision, I mean, it was written incredibly tightly.
The immunity decision, yes.
Immunity, really?
Yes.
But here's the thing. In terms of the Supreme Court, they could... and here's a strategy. They could grant cert, and then...
With Retson or not?
Without Retson.
Sorry, we have
without
to bring Retson. Immaturity.
No,
it's the stress of what's going to happen.
Right.
Makes us so immature. Go ahead.
They could grant cert, and then remember that the recently announced ethics rules don't require a justice who recuses to give a reason. So any one of the nine could recuse... Mm-hmm. Which could potentially force a split decision. The split decision, therefore, results in the D.C. Circuit Court's ruling standing.
Right.
The only thing, sorry, rumbly tumbly, mm-hmm. the only thing is timing.
It
gives him a delay.
Oh, yes.
Know,
yes, that's
over.
What I mean. They could accomplish immunity that way, right? By giving him enough delay.
Yeah. Yeah, without actually ruling.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, that's Clyde going... It's weird how Clyde always reacts to Marie's legal points.
Uh-huh.
He's
the ones
concerned.
That he's just, yeah, I'm over here like this, and he's like, okay. Thank you, Marie, for that rumbly tumbly. This morning's rumbly tumbly brought to you by Marie in Atlanta. Okay, Fred tweets, today's perfect picture of the Republican Party is that without Trump on the ballot, Nikki Haley lost to none of these candidates.
Yep.
Stop thinking it isn't Trump's party to drive off a cliff. They are all in. They are going down with the orange Titanic. Don't forget to leave the heart of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Trump's going to grab the heart of the ocean and sell it so he can
fund his legal fee.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Republicans Matt Gaetz and Elise Stefanik have introduced a bill that says Trump is not an insurrectionist because that was the party's final command. Wow. What a waste of government resources. In a follow-up rant, Marjorie Taylor Greene declared that anyone who called Trump an insurrectionist is something...
I know. She just is awful.
Pipe bomber. Pardon me? I have something in my... pipe bomber in my throat. Pipe bomber. Michael in...
You okay?
Pipe bomber. I'm fine now.
COVID.
Michael in Oakland. Hi, Michael. Can someone have Elise Stefanik on and use the picture of her laying behind a barricade on January 6th? Ugh, sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
Well, God bless you. I hope you're doing okay.
Thank you. Pipe bomber.
But
By the way, after I called in yesterday after the great victory for us, so to speak, at the circuit,
yes.
I had a very nice victory in court.
Oh, good.
So, congratulations.
Good day in court.
Yes.
Yes, thank you very much.
We, the Stephanie Miller Show is your rabbit's foot. Yes.
Yes, I may be a boner, but I'm a pro.
There
anyway,
you go.
somebody's got to have a rim shot sound effect. Anyway, the last caller from Atlanta, she's really smart, and she's 100% right. They wrote this decision the way the D.C. Circuit wrote this decision the way basically they granted every wish that, you know, people like us had. The only thing that they didn't do was do it a little quicker. Otherwise, they granted every one of our wishes, and they've given a signal. They've given the Supreme Court a way to just say, listen, you want cert, but there's no issue here. There really is no issue.
Right.
And the only micro issue is whether or not at some point it could be conceivable that he was acting within his official duties in some way. But I think what they might say, if they even take the case, which is the consensus among legal scholars, is that they're not going to grant cert. It's close, but they feel that they won't grant cert. But even if they did, I think their ruling has to be that there's no trial record. There's no actual evidence that he was acting within the scope of his presidency.
Michael, will we know Monday? Trump has until Monday. Mm-hmm. And then how quickly do they say which way they're going?
Well, they can manage it, and he will undoubtedly apply for them to file a petition for cert. They then can sort of set up their own schedule. There's no hard and fast rule. They will probably ask for a response from the government. The government, I'm sure, has it ready to go already because they basically...
Jack Smith will be like, here it is. I got it. Here it is. I already had it right here.
You'll file 20 minutes
They won't
later.
Even have it out of the... Yeah. Does the government have a response? Here it is. They won't even get it out of their mouth.
Yeah, pretty much. It'll take them... It will take as long as it takes them to hit send on their e-filing system. Right. And I'm sure that's undoubtedly true. And then they may mull it over for I don't know how long, not terribly long. There's no hard and fast rule of how they schedule this, but the signal will be from the Supreme Court if they sort of there's a stay that Trump is going to request, a stay on the trial and a stay on the proceedings. If they grant that, that takes five justices to grant. Four to grant cert, five to grant the stay. If they grant, the stay, then we're in a limbo for a while. I personally don't think, I'm hardly a scholar, but I and many scholars don't think that they will grant the stay. There just isn't, the issue itself is a large issue, but it's not one about which there's any genuine controversy.
Right.
So there's really not something,
okay. Thanks. All right. Thank you, Mike. I got it. By the way, we brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene. Asen tweets, the Republicans have the brilliant idea of making Marjorie Taylor Greene an impeachment manager. Jared Moskowitz said, I think it's an excellent choice by Speaker Johnson, showing he really is committed to destroying the 118th Congress. He's funny.
I like him. I do, too.
He's been on with us before.
Has he, Jared Moskowitz?
We haven't.
No, I've tried to get him.
Oh, really?
No. We've tried.
Okay.
Jared, come on.
We've tried several times.
Okay.
Yeah. Bob Seska retweeted, President Biden just said, after a recent deadly shooting in Iowa, Trump said they've got to get over it. Well, we're not going to get over it. We're going to stop it. That's another huge issue, that if you want us to just have to keep getting over mass shootings, then, let's do more of the same.
Yep.
All right. AT, I think Frank Flaguzzi will have some thoughts on that as well.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Malcolm Nance, Frank Luguzzi, Carlos Alzraki, all coming up 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Genucelling is a Verb, as Chris Lavoy and Jody Hamilton and I do every day.
I Genucelled this morning, right before the show.
Yes. Gen 90, it's the new thing. I'm using it every day. Look at me. Look, I'm smiling because of the immunity ruling. Can you see my lines? Not that much.
Nope.
Valentine's Day. It's coming up, kids. Everybody loves getting, right? Even Crystal Boy, man enough to admit he moisturizes.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Since my 20s.
Yeah.
See, there you go. The Gen 90, it's a new product. Works around your eyes, the forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin starts working in seconds. You don't have to worry about your skin, your confidence. Gen 90 technology is luxurious, nourishing, and silk smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I feel like tingly, 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 tingly. It doesn't make that sound. That's just what it feels like.
Feels like that.
Tingly, yes. Tingly, tingly, tingly. That's why GenuCell has a 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. I've been using it since the beginning of time. Gen 90 on special Valentine's Day sale now at GenuCell.com. It's, of course, included in the bestseller package. Make your fine lines and wrinkles disappear wherever they are. Right? For Valentine's Day, order Gen 90 with every most popular package for over 70% off. What did I say?
What?
That almost gave me a frown line. You get free shipping and a Valentine's spa box with every order. GenuCell.com/Stephanie. That is GenuCell.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded. You're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and you smell. You're not even interesting enough to make me sick.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Did you know the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? That's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I can't say I trust those people to know what's best for my Bonnie and Clyde. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flaxseed, sweet potatoes, spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it is freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe, lightweight. There's no thawing, no mess, and no fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive, and dogs think it is absolutely delicious. Even picky eaters. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511 or shop in over 2,000 stores nationwide. Use the store locator to find the store closest to you. All pets are unique. Results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Attorney Joe Cordell. Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I have that chance. And I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, wow, I'm saving. Wow, you just did a Malcolm Nance trigger stack.
I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Putin's long-term investment in Trump and is about to pay off, according to the Financial Times. Yeah, isn't that great? Isn't that great?
I told Chris that yesterday. I said, I'm going to trigger Malcolm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Malcolm's going to. Can you just ride the volume levels? Because you can't even write this. Well, he did write it, but several books. But just the fact that Tucker Carlson is in Moscow doing Putin's talking points while lying about that, oh, no journalists, you know, can interview him. Christine Amanpour is like, I did, and we've been asking
well,
forever.
Well, even the Kremlin's saying that's a lie. Even the Kremlin is correcting him.
When the Kremlin calls you a propagandist, you know it's bad.
Or a liar. They pointed out he's a liar.
A lying liar.
And also, he doesn't have any viewers on
I know. But, you know, when there's the Republicans doing Putin's bidding, you know, on cue, as we said yesterday, what did David Frum say? You know, Speaker Johnson listens to Trump and Trump listens to Putin. And there we go. Perfect line to, All right. That's why we need all the psychology we can get. Janice with a love letter. Janice in Sacramento. Subject line, bring back Dr. Wanda. We're going to have to.
And
my best friend, clinical psychologist, Dr.
And
Wanda.
Jugs.
And her jugs.
Yes, and her. Yes. Hi, all. I love the segment with Dr. Wanda. I hope she can zoom in from Australia as frequently as her schedule might allow. Her comments were fascinating and I thought spot on. Although I'm not well-spoken or as well-endowed as Dr. Wanda, I, too, am a psychologist. Maybe I can make one small contribution to the Stephhead community about something that's been driving me crazy. The test Trump won't shut up about is not an intelligence test.
No.
It's called the mini mental status exam.
Oh, that's perfect.
Is there a mini band that plays while you have it has literally nothing to do with IQ or intelligence. It's a quick way to screen for different types of brain damage and or dementia. In other words, cognitive impairment. It does not mean he's smart because he supposedly can recite five words. For what it's worth, I estimate his IQ is probably about 75.
All right, Dan.
What?
That's cool.
No wonder he likes potted meat so much.
Yeah. Okay. Biscuits and mustard.
French fried potatoes.
He does like French fried potatoes a lot.
He does.
I'm just noticing.
Loves his McDonald's.
I don't think anybody's seen that movie in
years. But that's the thing that we keep forgetting is why doesn't someone, when he keeps bragging about this, go, right, so who said that you, because that's a test for either, like, you know, dementia or, what do you call it, brain damage, you know?
Dane
like,
Bramage.
Yeah, exactly. why did someone think you needed that? Would be my
yeah, that's the question.
Okay. All right, give me 14. Jamie Raskin again on this ridiculous day in history yesterday.
What makes this farce a tragedy is that Secretary Mayorkas and the U.S. Senate have been working for months to achieve precisely the immigration and border compromise the GOP has been demanding. And miraculously, they got to a bipartisan immigration agreement for billions of dollars more in Border Patrol officers, immigration judges, fentanyl detection machines, a far tougher border. It was good enough for Senator Mitch McConnell and dozens of GOP senators, and it was good enough for the Wall Street Journal, but the House MAGAs would not take yes for an answer. Why? Because Donald Trump doesn't want a border solution. He wants a border problem, nothing else to run on.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie Raskin. By the way, have we gotten any Democrats in disarray storylines or Biden in trouble?
Because
Biden won, let's see. With only 60% of the votes counted, he already had over 90%. Marianne Williamson, we should say, also lost to none of these candidates yesterday, as did Nikki Haley.
lost Nevada's primary to none of these candidates.
I think people are finding Marianne Williamson objectionable.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Yeah. And as I was saying, Speaker, they're just, this is the perfect, like, they're just cowards. You think of the picture of Josh Hawley running. Johnson bolts from the Capitol, ran away literally from reporters yesterday because of this disaster. Yes, brave Sir Johnson ran away to his porn. 29 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers are considering letting prosecutors have more time to bring charges for serious crimes. For now, prosecutors have 1 year to bring an accused offender to court. A new bill would extend that to 3 years. Supporters say it can take longer than a year to match DNA evidence to a suspect. Opponents say the state should hire more crime lab workers to make the job faster. People starting new farms in Wisconsin are encouraged to consider leasing land instead of buying. Steve Okunik is with the University of Wisconsin Extension. He says leasing land is often easier for startups.
Especially if you're a new person coming into a neighborhood, it can be very difficult. It comes down to networking.
Nationwide, the number of new farmers with less than 5 years of experience has gone up by 17%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. The State Department of Natural Resources is removing their fish consumption advisory from fish caught in Black Earth Creek in western Dane County. The DNR says that PFAS levels in the creek have dropped to low enough levels to warrant dropping the advisory. PFAS can be found in fish caught in waters with high PFAS concentrations and have been linked to birth defects and certain kinds of cancer. Officials still recommend eating just one fish per month caught out of the Yahara chain of lakes around Madison. Young patients at Unity Point Health will have more privacy over their health records starting next week. Parents of patients ages 14 to 17 will have limited access to health records, only being able to see visit notes, medications, and test results for their teenage patients. Unity Point officials say that new technology allows them to provide as much transparency as possible while also protecting a minor's right to confidentiality. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, in our community.
We have more of that fog and freezing drizzle out there this morning, and then it's going to stay mostly cloudy here throughout the day. But it is going to be mild, up to 48 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, light rain, but once again, mild with a high tomorrow near 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
If you're craving the authentic flavors of Mexico, the place to be in Madison is Casa Fiesta. With over two decades of culinary expertise, their passionate chef is ready to tantalize your taste buds, and their friendly staff ensures a fantastic dining experience. Plus, get your sing on with Mexican and American karaoke every Friday and Saturday nights. Casa Fiesta opens 7 days a week at 7005 Tree Lane in Madison. Call 608-203-5998. Casa Fiesta, where good times and great food come together.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Paul Manafort, who you were responsible for prosecuting, met with a top Putin ally, Konstantin Klimnek, and agreed to a deal that would essentially have enabled Putin to take control of the eastern part of Ukraine with Trump's approval. And Manafort had implicitly agreed to this.
Oh, boy.
Are you trying to bring Malcolm Nance out of his shell?
I am.
He's very shy. Oh, this would be Andrew Weissman. Yes.
We had, in writing, we had sort of captured some emails between Konstantin Klimnek and Paul Manafort talking about this deal and saying what they needed to make this work was a wink from Donald Trump that this would happen.
And he went on to say.
But take Trump out of this. This was clearly indicating what it is that Mr. Putin was trying to do, which was to take half of Ukraine and actually the wealthy part of Ukraine. And now you see it's basically, I want to take all of it. It did get some attention in the New York Times. It certainly got attention in the Senate report, but it was such a clear indication of what Vladimir Putin was trying to do.
I feel like I read it somewhere else, too. Oh, I know. It's this guy's book. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We can dance if we want to. If we hope somebody will. Cause Republicans are rude and should be removed and act like they're imbeciles. I say, Malcolm Nance, Malcolm Nance. Trump is under Putin's control. We can dance. We can dance while Stephanie dances with a pole. Well, it's the Malcolm Nance. It's Malcolm Nance.
Well, it's Malcolm Nance. Oh, hi, Malcolm. You probably have no thoughts on the Republicans voting down aid for Ukraine on the day that Tucker Carlson was in Moscow doing Putin's talking points on Ukraine. Hi.
Hi. Yeah, about that. Good God. Good God. I don't know if you have the tweet. Somebody tweeted out there, the party of Reagan has completely flipped at the hands of one con man and have become the party of Moscow and Putin. This is beyond treasonous. They are in their pocket. Even now, Mitch McConnell, with a deal that they worked on for 4 months, right? Which would essentially end immigration into the United States and shut the border down most days. Nope. They'd rather do Moscow's bidding. The Republicans are really... What did I write in that book? I can't remember that. Plot to hack America back in 2016.
Yep.
Not to mention Paul Manafort as well, exactly what Weissman said. What I wrote in 2016 was we called them the Kremlin crew with two Ks.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you saw this column in the Financial Times, withering column saying a second Trump term will make Putin's all of his dreams come true. He has already inspired Republicans in Congress to block the aid, as we just saw. He writes, if the freedom of Ukraine, security of Europe are collateral damage in Trump's bid to win back the White House, he seems to regard that as the price worth paying. Putin made a long-term investment in Trump when he interfered in the 2016 presidential election. He writes, Putin has made a long-term bet on Trump. Unless there is a last-minute change of heart in Congress, that wager may finally pay out on the battlefields of Ukraine. Malcolm, you've been there. You've fought. You've lent your military expertise in Ukraine. What happens now?
Well, first off, let's stipulate some things so that everybody understands exactly where I'm coming from. I'm in touch with Ukraine every minute, just minutes ago, with people who are fighting in Ukraine. Ukraine has the guts to win this war. They could win this war if they were given all the resources they need now, not drip-drabbing like, Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, has been doing, like the way Secretary Austin wants to do, which is give them everything. Instead of sending 500 Bradleys to Morocco, we would have just given them to Ukraine. But you still have to have a budget for that. You still have to have money for that. And that requires Congress. Congress is bought by Moscow. We should just never refer to them anything other than the Kremlin crew or the Traitor Caucus. Because, or the Moscow Caucus. Because that's what they are. Trump has stated openly before, he said in private to the Prime Minister of Sweden, he intended to withdraw the United States from NATO. He still does. And they're not talking about destroying everything that was represented by World War II and freeing the free states of Europe. He is a lackey of Putin, and he's going to give it all away.
Malcolm, is there any way President Biden has around this? I heard something about, you know, weapons from Greece or, you know, unfreezing Russian, you know, money to give. Is there any way around Congress for Biden to help Ukraine?
Yes, and they lost an opportunity when they had the Lend-Lease Act, which is where they could have given Ukraine anything. But again, the White House National Security Team, they need to be fired, all right? They need to be fired. They're just not doing enough. And what they do is that, you know, most of those guys on the National Security Team, Jake Sullivan's never served in the military. He's been a talking head. He's like this 30-some-odd-year-old wonderkun or early 40 wonderkun. He doesn't understand this is lies.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I mean, they're calling. We're back to the I don't need a ride. I need ammunition phase of this war almost to the first week. Ukraine will persevere. They'll win. They'll hold them off. But they could have won if we had given them everything that they need.
I mean, and Malcolm, they're saying it out loud now. A key Russian general who Putin promoted this week views the invasion of Ukraine as, quote, a mere stepping stone to further conflict in Europe. How many times have you and others said this? Can you explain again to people why this is in our interest to help Ukraine?
Yeah. Ukraine is the eastern wall of democracy, people. All right. You've seen Game of Thrones. They're the guys in the black cloaks, right? They're the men in black. They're the ones who are holding the wall away from the bad people. And let me tell you something. Ukraine can't lose. What they can do is Putin can keep that territory, and that can be considered a loss, and they can start eating away piecemeal at other parts of Ukraine. But we've kicked Russia's butt relentlessly. Those talking head generals who say this stuff, they don't have, you know, somebody said, oh, they're going to invade Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, or Poland. I was like, with what army? They literally are, I'm not joking, are taking tanks off of monuments.
Wow.
To bring them back into duty. And I don't mean modern tanks. I mean tanks that are from the 50s.
Yeah.
So Russia's got its own issues. They're ready to lie. But that doesn't mean they won't do something to provoke and attack NATO, which means American soldiers, not volunteers, American soldiers on the front lines in Latvia, Poland, will die in a conflict with Moscow.
Wow. We mentioned, I can't remember now why my dad came up, who did interrogate Garen,
not Goebbels.
As
not
an assistant Nuremberg prosecutor. Garen. But you retweeted Matthew, who said in 1940, the Red Army massacred 22,000 Poles in the Katyn Forest. They blamed it on the Nazis at Nuremberg and only admitted their guilt in 1990. Mm-hmm. This is what's terrifying. This general literally said, oh, yeah, this is just the beginning, Ukraine. And this is what we keep trying to say. And then we're, you know, an attack on a NATO country. And then, as you say, we've got American troops having to get involved.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's just put it this way. Moscow generals are a bunch of yippie dogs, right? They have all bark. I mean, no bite, toothless, you know. I mean, I don't even understand what army he's talking about he could do this with. Latvia, I mean, they could bombard some things, but our counter battery, our ability to counter fire would slaughter them. And I'm not joking. I'm using that word. I've seen the Ukrainians do it. Adaptive. Imagine an unleashed NATO across all fronts. I mean, no one wants to go to Moscow, but, you know, we would certainly make sure that they would have nothing to send in Ukraine. No one wants this fight. No one should have it. The American people should understand every dollar we invest in Ukraine, it goes to American manufacturers in Alabama, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Indiana. None of this money goes to Ukraine. What goes to Ukraine is artillery shells and rockets. We're beating Russia with equipment that's 40 and 50 years old. The Bradley fighting vehicle is 50 years old.
Now, last week,
we just need to send them what they need.
Yeah. Last week, most people, when they hang up, say, bye, love you. You said, I think World War III is about to start. And we were like, bye. And then, you know, Biden.
I was correct, by the way.
Yes,
you were.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously Biden had to do these strikes, which, you know, you're over in Israel. Tell us, what is this latest thing with Jeremy Scahill on Twitter? So he claims that only one baby was killed on October 7th.
I mean. Oh, yeah. Well, it's he might be right. One child under the age of one, a nine-month-old. And he got it from Social Security rolls. So, you know, I know Jeremy Scahill. I helped him with his first book, Dirty Wars, his documentary, his Oscar-nominated documentary. I was in that, Dirty Wars. And, you know, seems like a nice guy, but all these people at The Intercept, these guys sit at a long table behind glass walls, brick walls, and do paper chases. And he's minimizing the deaths of these people. He claimed that, like, some dozens of children under the
Oh boy, we have a bad connection. Yeah, sorry, honey, we have a bad connection this week.
No, we're talking about. Shut up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I heard that much. Okay.
Yeah, we heard that.
You don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
Yeah, I have to.
Okay.
I have to just point out before we go, we're having a tough.
My Twitter.
All right. We're having a tough connection this week, but I just have to, and with you stealing for Angela's act again, you retweeted Kellyanne Conway suggests Trump should pick Tim Scott as his running mate, and you said, PSA, African Americans loathe Butterbiscuit Tim Scott. I just refer to him as hashtag Butterbiscuit, but okay.
He is. That boy. You know, after Fat Albert and Friends went out of business, you know, with Cosby, and he took this Senate job. Mm-hmm. There is the character who looks exactly like him on the Cosby cartoons. Go check yourself.
I've seen that.
That
it's
guy's
terrible.
Got
it's,
issues.
I hear you.
I pray to God he's vice presidential candidate so we can make fun of him relentlessly. And I would love to see a Kamala Harris debate of her just laughing at the podium.
Yeah.
Just not saying a word, just laughing
yeah.
at him at the
that
podium.
Laugh that we love and they hate. That'd be fantastic. All right, stay safe, Malcolm. We love you. We'll see you next week. Hello? Goodbye.
All right, take care.
Oh,
bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Boy, we got a hinky.
And subscribe to his Substack.
Yes,
we
please.
Link to it
Absolutely.
At StephanieRay.com.
Indeed. We had a hinky connection this
we
week.
Did.
46
we did.
Minutes after the hour, we roll along. Frank Liguzzi coming up on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, that just seems intentionally confusing.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming, and if you'd like to, too, go to adamandeve.com. What? Yes, Valentine's Day, and here's the biggest turn on. Adamandeve.com, you get 50% off. Oh, yeah, that makes me hot right away, 50% off. Almost any item plus free shipping. All you do is type in Miller at adamandeve.com. Ignite your Valentine's Day this year with adamandeve.com. How are you planning to spice things up in the bedroom this Valentine's season? I feel like the Oprah of adamandeve.com, and you get a dildo, and you get a vibrator, and you get massage oil. Anything you want. They have booby party napkins, people. There's party games. There is literally something for everybody. When you go to adamandeve.com and select any one item, you get that 50% off anything. That's not all. When you select your one item, you also get free shipping. Head on over to adamandeve.com. Be sure to use the code Miller. That's M-I-L-L-E-R. Miller at adamandeve.com. Have a happy Valentine's Day.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Almost Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting and fun.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Almost Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? Frank Luguzzi, he has a brand new book out.
It's coming out in May.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Well, he already had The FBI right. Way, which right. is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
Long Haul, The Highway Serial Killers, comes out May 28th.
That sounds scary. Uplifting.
It's about
Moida. That Moida.
He's also going to be on a cruise ship with Frank Kirshner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to him about that.
Oh, that's a love boat.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Who said, I've seen embarrassing days for different House Republican leadership teams? This one's pretty high on the list. Who said that?
Deputy Dog.
No, that'd be Jake Sherman, Punch Bowl News. Who said, this I got to tell you is an absolute catastrophe for Johnson. Absolutely devastating. Who said that?
Penelope Pitstop.
No, that would be Steve Bannon.
Oh.
Of all people.
Noted liberal communist.
Okay. Steve in Chicago. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to suggest something that I think we should be hammering a little bit harder. Okay. Stop it. is that, yes, there are Republicans that just don't want Mexicans in America at all. And yes, they want to use it as a weapon against Biden. But I think we also need to be stressing to voters, Republicans love undocumented immigrants. They love that they can manipulate them, yep, because they're so vulnerable, and they love having them as a scapegoat.
We know this.
And
this,
I think we need to
this,
keep, especially the,
yeah,
blue, especially
argument,
the blue-collar voters, we need to keep saying they want them here because, yep, they're driving,
yes,
down your wages,
this is
taking
such
away
bold,
your power.
This argument, shut down the employers, and,
yeah,
and then they will never do that.
Right.
It's just, okay.
Exactly.
Exactly. They want you know, cheap labor.
Absolutely.
They're just, they're such a giant.
Wheel,
thank you.
Of
okay.
Right-wing hypocrites.
Greg in Idaho, real quick. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Hi.
Good to talk to you. Have you read Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, 1972, by Hunter S. Thompson?
I have not.
You haven't. It is arguably the greatest book on a presidential campaign ever. Have you read any of Hunter S. Thompson's work?
I didn't know this was going to be on the quiz.
Yes.
I've read some of them. Okay, and also, are you calling from the clown's nose at Jack in the Box?
What is your summer reading list, Stephanie?
Have you ever heard of her?
No, I have not. Don't make me sound like a...
You strike me as a Harlequin Lucas. Romance kind of gal.
Yes. I'm more of a Sydney Sheldon, Jackie Collins.
Really?
Can I just say that was my favorite interview ever when I interviewed Jackie Collins? And she goes, you know, my book comes in two colors. And I said, as all great literature does. I think War and Peace came in, what, mauve and also orange?
You're making fun of your guest to her face?
Yeah, but she laughed.
Okay.
She knows. Okay. Come on.
She knows that she's not...
It comes in two colors.
Uh-huh.
My favorite. I like the purple section of USA Today. I read that. Okay.
Does anybody read USA Today?
Did I ever say I'm the smartest of liberals? No. I'm like the dumbest, but so what? I do fart jokes.
You like the calendar section of the LA Times.
Yes, I'm purple. All right, where was I?
I have no idea.
We've been trying to get to this. Yeah, listen, I read poetry.
Oh, finally.
Finally, we're getting to spoken word poet Dmitri Manabet's poem, Barbie.
All right.
Here we go.
My sons will never play with dolls. In fact, I refuse to let my sons play with dolls. That's not what men do. Men are supposed to be leaders. Protectors, providers, how do I expect him to be the head of a home when he's steady tending to a house made of plastic? I refuse to let my son play with dogs. If I ever catch him with a Barbie, a Bratz, a Polly Pocket, or Cabbage Patch, I swear my right hand to God, I will set him straight. And on that is not how God intended for us to act. I said I refuse to let my son play with dogs.
Wait.
No, it sounds, I know, it sounds sexist, but yeah, here we go.
And a promise to the men who laid hands on my mother and her mother and her mother. If I ever see you again, I will send you straight back to whoever it is you pray to at night. For if God were to set foot on this great earth, let it be a stiletto or a pump, a wedge, a knee high, a thigh high, whatever the she wants to wear, because she's not a toy, she's a woman. My boys will not make toys out of women, so I refuse to let my sons play with dolls until they actually understand the difference between the two.
See, that took a turn. You weren't thinking. You were thinking he was being sexist, but he was saying, because then it makes women, like, you know, into objects for men. So
it's a longer poem.
Took a twist.
It's a much longer poem.
Chris is not certain about that whole thing.
It's a very good poem.
Karen in Chicago. Hello, Karen. Hello.
Okay, that was a lot, and I lost the thread on that one.
I did, too.
Yeah, because I got lost. We cut it.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
I don't know if I'm going to recover. Anyway, I want to say thank you. Thank you, Bob Seska, for talking about Project 2025. Anita and I talk about it on our True Blue Politics podcast. This is something that everybody needs to be talking about. It is absolutely frightening. It's not just
Frangela's joke that you know, they have a folder that will say illegal. We did. They have one that says illegal that we are going to do.
Right.
Yes. They're saying it right out there. And let me say this. I've started posting active measures. Everybody needs to revisit that and share that with everybody. Malcolm Nance is featured in it, Hillary Clinton, and they have been sounding the alarm about the relationship between Trump and Russia, and then everything that we are seeing with them not wanting to fund Ukraine to help them defeat Russia, Tucker Carlson going over there and cozying up to Putin.
Yeah.
This is where the GOP is headed. They are absolutely a shadow government, taking all of their marching orders from Donald Trump, who is, as we know, Vladimir Putin's puppet.
Yep.
So people need to get this straight. Start sharing that, because his sole agenda, Vladimir Putin, his sole agenda has always been to reassemble the Soviet Union. He's not going to stop with Ukraine. He's going to march through to Poland.
Yeah, be prepared for massive amounts of electoral fury from Russia. You name it, right? To try to divide us, whether it's about the Middle East or whatever it's about, is try to divide us and to hurt Joe Biden, period. So be aware. Sorry, honey. I almost slammed her into a hard break, but I euthanized her before that. Okay. She'll be back. Okay. Frank Luguzzi next.
We're
You're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common sense investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.